Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 21. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 8 above. Daytime highs approaching 40 tomorrow, sunny skies. Low 50s Sunday, low 60s Monday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 8 below.
No weather-related postponements or cancellations to report on Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Utility companies across the state of Kansas are reminding individuals that due to the holiday season at the end of the year and the deep freeze that the state of Kansas is just coming out of again, that utility rates and bills may be just a bit higher than what we're normally expected over the next month. As according to officials in the state, they say there was a combination of three different factors, including a longer billing period, cold temperatures, and the price of gas going up that drove prices up across the state. Some towns around Kansas, including the city of Burlingame, struck a deal with Encore Energy after gas prices had spiked back in 2021, where they say they had locked in gas prices for Encore Energy ahead of the winter storm instead of paying the daily spot price. In other news, the city of Marysville, Kansas, last night ended up sharing on their social media that they are having the residents limit water usage after there was a break in the sewer line that takes wastewater from the city to a lagoon system. Mid-America Network News.
Hey, Shocker fans! Wichita State softball begins their 2025 campaign as the preseason favorite to win the American Athletic Conference. One of the nation's best players, outfielder Lauren Lucas, will lead the Shockers through big-time matchups with Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Kansas, and others. Get your season tickets now at goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS to secure your seats for every game. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has announced that seven different conservation organizations across the entire state of Kansas will be allowed to raffle and auction off big game hunting permits in support of the preservation projects. As KWCH News reports, that the names were officially drawn back on January 30th at their public meeting for the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission, with a statement from the organization saying, quote, last year, proceeds from commission permits supported the Habitat Specialist Program, which is one of our key conservation partnerships with Pheasants Forever. Habit specialists work across the state to manage wildlife habitat on both private and public land with a special emphasis on conservation objectives in the state wildlife action plan. According to the KDWP, they say the conservation officials indicate the winners raffle or auction the permit to the highest bidder and keep 15% of the sale price, with the KDWP holding the remaining 85% until a mutually agreed upon conservation project has officially been approved. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, today officially kicks off a tour from U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders out of the state of Vermont, coming to the state of Nebraska to kick off a Trump pushback tour that goes through Nebraska, Iowa, and other states. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, the tour officially starts today with a Friday evening visit in Omaha at the Union Hall Station before heading to Iowa City in the Iowa City Theater on Saturday. According to the press release, they say that the tour would highlight the ways that Trump and his Doge partner with Elon Musk are threatening working class people across the nation and said Americans might not yet understand how close they are to complete authoritarianism, oligarchy, and kleptocracy. Sanders goes on to say that Democrats need to be focusing on the working class if they aim to reclaim working class voters from the right side of the political aisle. The state of Nebraska overall has been leaning further to the right after Congressman Don Bacon won slightly in that right-leaning second district five different times, even with the second district going towards Joe Biden in 2020.
2025 is the year to come out to Midwest Kia if you dare to compare. We're so confident that you'll love the product, love the pricing, and love the simple and transparent purchase process that we're putting our money where our mouth is. This year, give Midwest Kia a chance to dazzle you. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Found a better fit elsewhere? We're going to pay you $100 just for giving us a chance. It's a win-win all month long at Midwest Kia. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Dare to Compare. Just another way to say...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
$100 payment paid to customers who have been presented a deal in-store and provided a signed purchase agreement from competing dealer up to 30 days after store visit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Wymore, Blue Springs, and Beatrice rural firefighters responded to a house fire early Thursday morning, a mile west of Holmesville at South 36th and East Linden Drive. The home was engulfed when firemen arrived and resulted in a total loss. Adjacent outbuildings on the rural property were not damaged. The occupant of the home and a pet escaped without injury. The fire was believed to have been electrical in nature, traced to an upstairs bedroom. The fire serves as a reminder to be especially vigilant during cold weather spells, noting that many electrical fires are triggered by space heaters and such overloading circuits, and any open flame can also cause a fire. Marshall County Spelling Bee was held. Stella Zutterman, a fifth-grade student at Marysville Elementary, won first place. Barrett Lynn, a seventh-grader at Marysville Junior High, was runner-up. And Eli Fries, an eighth-grade student at Marysville Junior High, placed third. Join our public affairs program this weekend on KNDY as Katie Jeter visits with Terry and Bev Acton, who will host the annual Cattleman's Ball in Southern Gage County this summer. The program airs Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Washington County Rural Fire District will host a class on grain extraction this Saturday, February 22nd. First responders interested may join the introductions at 8 a.m. The public is welcome to join a demonstration from 1 until 2, with 4-H and FFA viewing planned Saturday from 2:15 until 3:15 at the Washington Firehouse. Community revitalization expert Jeff Siegler will be in Marysville this Saturday. The public is welcome and encouraged to attend the event hosted by One Marysville.
Jeff Siegler will be presenting Saturday at Marysville City Hall. We're going to serve a free breakfast from 8:30 until 9, and then Jeff will take the stage from 9 to 11. That includes his presentation as well as a time for conversation and questions and answers. So Jeff runs a social media site called Revitalize or Die, and he talks about civic apathy and civic pride. And he gets at the root of why aren't things getting done? And so he'll talk about there are lots of people who will come in and say, here's the plan, or you need to do this study. And his point really is just do it. Just, you know what needs to be done. Just do it is at the core of his presentation.
No weather-related postponements or cancellations to report on Friday. Carol A. Staum, age 78 of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 6, with a rosary at 6 from the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Carol Staum. Jean R. Wolf, age 94 of Frankfort, passed away February 14th. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 5 until 6:30 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Jean Wolf. Norman, Cowboy Stiggy, age 83 of Morroville, passed away January 31st. Funeral service Tuesday, February 25th at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church. Burial, St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio. Family will see friends Monday from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Brewery in Washington, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Cowboy Stiggy. Rhonda R. Pearson, age 70 of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville. Interment at the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Rhonda Pearson. Brian D. Kelso, age 68 of Waterville, passed away February 10th. Celebration of life service to be held at a later date with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Brian Kelso. Janet M. Wecker, age 82 of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Private family service to be held with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Janet Wecker. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu Friday, ham salad sandwich, crackers, tomato soup with celery and carrots, and pineapple. Monday, ribs, seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, Normandy blend, and tropical fruit.
Thank you for calling Big Tech. Your wait time is approximately 25 minutes.
This Valentine's Day, break up with the big guys and fall in love with faster, more reliable internet connection with Blue Valley Technologies. It's okay for things to move fast with symmetrical speeds and no data caps. We'll always be here for you with our 24/7 technical support. If you're looking for a lasting internet connection, call 877-876-1228.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper 20s, then staying mostly clear and still cooler overnight tonight with our lows in the single digits. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s, and clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid 20s. Even warmer on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, then partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid 30s. Staying sunny into Monday with our highs in the lower to mid 60s, and mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine still throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower 60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers over Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Rain showers may linger early on Wednesday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 50s, then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. And temperatures still staying warmer by the end of next week with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout the region. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Establishing new record lows Wednesday and Thursday this week. The average high temperature mid-February is 47 and the average low 23. Sunset this evening at 6:10, sunrise in the morning at 7:12.
Bite Me Barbecue has more than just great barbecue. Of course, they have delicious pulled pork, brisket, sausage, burnt ends, and more, but they also feature other choices as well, with excellent food at affordable prices. Don't forget, they can bring the menu to your family gathering, special event, wedding, or business function. Check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, also online and on Facebook.
I'm Jim Bass. We'll get it started with the title game in the Four Nations face-off. The game's best player wins it in overtime.
Centering pass, McDavid scores! Connor McDavid wins it for Canada! And Jordan Binnington has done it again inside the TD Garden.
Connor McDavid in that extra session. Canada 3-2 over the United States in a thrilling tournament. Teammate Nate MacKinnon, who also scored on what the game and event meant for the sport.
I think it does a lot. I think it was much more popular than even we would have imagined. It was getting so much attention from, our whole continent. It was pretty cool, just the buildup over the last 3 days of Canada versus USA. So obviously a lot of stuff going on with Canada and the USA right now, and us playing against each other was kind of a perfect storm for our sport, and it's great to have new eyeballs on it.
From the NBA, tough news for the Spurs star big man Victor Wembanyama. Season is over, diagnosed with a blood clot in his right shoulder. Without him on the floor back from the All-Star break, De'Aaron Fox scored 26. San Antonio beat Phoenix in Austin 120-109. LeBron scores 40, 32 for Austin Reeves. No Luka. Lakers over the Blazers 110-102. NBA NBA suspending Bucks forward Bobby Portis Jr. 25 games without pay, violation of the league's anti-drug program. Giannis scores 23 in his return after missing a half dozen games. Milwaukee rallies past the Clippers 116-110. Peyton Pritchard, 8 threes, 28 points. Celtics over the Sixers 124-104. Donovan Mitchell, 26. Cavs over the Nets 110-97. Karl Anthony Towns, 32 points, 18 rebounds as the Knicks fend off the Bulls in OT 113-111.
Two things you might not expect to hear from Macy's. One, new spring arrivals are here right now at 20 to 30% off. So brighten up your winter with blazers, jeans, flats, and more up to 30% off. And two, when you come into the store, Macy's has free personal stylists. You can book a free appointment, tell them what you're looking for, and find great deals with great advice too. So head into Macy's today, because the one thing that you probably did expect is that these deals won't be around for long. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Thursday night basketball scores and makeup games and girls action. Wamego took Marysville 36-34. Rock Creek topped Chapman 58-38. Valley Heights girls over Blue Valley 56-48. And Centralia beat Axtell 58-46. In boys play, Marysville took Wamego 60-39. Rock Creek over Chapman 75-31. Valley Heights fell to Blue Valley 67-53. Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Abilene, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights hosting Onega. Frankfort versus Lynn. Axtell entertains Clifton Clyde. Washington County's at Donovan West. Centralia at Blue Valley. Diller Odell at Weeping Water. And Southern entertains Pawnee City. Marysville wrestlers, regional competition at Abilene this weekend. MHS wrestling coach Skylar Geffert, our guest on the Coach's Corner, airing this evening at about 5:30.
This week at the Astro 3 Theater, come see The Unbreakable Boy, rated PG. And don't miss out on Paddington in Peru, also rated PG. Great movies. And they play on Friday and Saturday at 7 and 9, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7. And then, of course, we have Captain America, Brave New World, rated PG-13. It's on Friday and Saturday at 7 and 9:15, on Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. The Astro 3 Theater in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Walmart missed analyst targets for sales last quarter, casting a broader shadow over retail. Investors reacted with a retreat that dragged the Dow Jones 450 points lower Thursday. The S&P and NASDAQ composite each gave up 0.4%. Rivian beat Wall Street's fourth quarter earnings expectations and scored its first gross quarterly profit. The CEO of the electric vehicle company says his industry is faced with uncertainty given the potential removal of federal incentives for EV buyers. The average rate for a 30-year mortgage last week hit 6.85%, down slightly from the week before. Still, Freddie Mac says buyers are leery. Home loan applications are down 6%. Here's new incentive to submit your taxes early. A previous hiring freeze at the IRS, coupled with staffing cuts imposed this week, means that delays in the processing of your paperwork and the issuance of any refund are almost inevitable. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Are you seeking that dream recreational property or thinking of selling your farm or ranch? I'm Aaron Bauman with Hayden Outdoors Real Estate, and I serve both Nebraska and Kansas. Whether you're buying or selling, I am here to help guide you through the sales process. For information or a consultation, give me a call at 402-984-1690. That's Aaron at 402-984-1690 with Hayden Outdoors, the brand that sells the land.
Good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry.
Country of origin labeling. Although a lot of important cats in the industry do not agree with me on this, never have, but it's back on the table. In Washington, they're going to be talking about a bill to put country of origin labeling in place. The American Beef Labeling Act. And I'm 100% in favor of it. I've been around the world, it seems like, three or four times in my lifetime. But there's one thing I noticed. Nobody has a food chain like the United States. Nobody has a meat program like the United States. I'm convinced nobody has the kind of quality that we have for the price that we have. Even though it's up a little on the meat side, try one of the other countries on for size and see what you think. So much for that. John Thune, he's pushing this pretty hard because he thinks his cattlemen are wanting it. They produce good cattle like we do here in our part of the country as well. He's urging Congress to get it passed. Somebody else urging Congress to do something, and that was a group of farmers urging Congress to pass a farm bill, folks. They don't want the third introduction of a farm bill that's 3 years old. They're pushing hard for a new farm bill to take over after this one passes in September. I tell you, there are a group of people back there representing every kind of agriculture that you can imagine and pushing hard to see if those people will ever get their act together and put one on. So, friends, farmers are tired of this old program that we've got going. They think it should be a better one. I do, too. Let's hope somebody listens in Washington. See you on the next Steckline Report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Filamentous algae is one of many algae that can be found in a pond or tank. However, it is the one people are likely to see floating to the top this time of year. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken explains the types of filamentous algae and how they can be distinguished. He also shares a tip on how people can help remember the differences.
It's cold. We're not really thinking about ponds, but this is when different types of filamentous algae start to show up. And so the earliest form of filamentous algae that we generally see is called Spirogyra. There's two other groups called Pithophora and Cladophora. And the way you tell them apart is you grab some, you put it in your fingers, and you feel it. And so Spirogyra, the type that we're starting to see right now, is really, really slimy. So it starts with an S. Spirogyra starts with an S, and it's slimy. You can remember that because slimy starts with an S. Cladophora feels like cotton balls, so C and C. And Pithophora feels like horsehair. It's really, really coarse. So if you pick some up and you feel it, you can tell, is it slimy? Does it feel like a cotton ball, or is it really, really coarse? And so feeling it, good way to tell them apart.
Gerken discusses how it can be controlled in ponds and when the right time to take care of it is.
So a lot of people try to control it, and generally we wait till it's too late to be able to control it. What a lot of people want to do is be able to go out, spray something in their pond, and kill all of the filamentous algae. And you can do that. They make algaecides that will kill it. The problem is that ponds are closed systems. So if we kill all of the filamentous algae and it goes down to the bottom and decays, it releases all of those nutrients, the nitrogen and phosphorus primarily, back into the water, into the pond. And that's just fertilizer for other little seeds to start growing. So you see kind of a continuous feedback loop. Herbicide or algaecide is a great tool, but it's not going to solve our problem by itself. So we want to use it in conjunction with something like a rake, making sure that we get it out of the watershed so that it's not washing nutrients back into the pond and being fertilizer for those other seeds.
He says how long the process of clearing the algae can take.
You know, one of the things we're talking about, raking, that can be really hard to do, but it's something that you got to be persistent with. It's just you do it for a period. It can be 2 or 3 years where you're going out there and raking it consistently, and then just one time it stops. And so be persistent. Keep up with it. It's something you can get under control.
That was Kansas State University Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken with information about filamentous algae, something pond and tank owners could be seeing in their water, and how to start taking control of the algae. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It's prime season for one of nature's nutritional powerhouses, Brussels sprouts. All about the veggies some people love to hate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 21st, the 52nd day of the year. Actors Kelsey Grammer and William Peterson share a birthday today. Brussels sprouts are the vegetable people love to hate. Ever wondered why? A recent study in Britain found that Brussels sprouts contain a chemical that tastes bitter only to people with a variation of a certain gene. Unfortunately, half the world's population carries a mutation of that gene. No matter which half you're in, now is a good time to give Brussels sprouts a second chance, because they're in season now. We like them oven roasted, drizzled with olive oil, and lightly seasoned with salt and pepper. But they also work well with garlic, bacon, cashew nuts, maple syrup, and other fun combinations. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more recipes online at almanac.com.
Tim Speck with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update as Wichita State Shockers continued their winning streak with a 75-68 win over Florida Atlantic last night as the men's basketball team upped its winning streak to 5. Next, they'll play Tulane this Sunday, tip-off at 1 p.m. from Coke Arena. Looking ahead to the weekend, the KU men's basketball team faces off against Oklahoma State, 3 p.m. tip-off tomorrow. And K-State also in action this Sunday, 3 p.m. tip-off against Arizona State from Bramlage Coliseum. Head coach Tang talked about what they need to do moving forward after a 2-game skid.
Yeah, we have to, like, let our speed needs to be our advantage and probably play a little bit faster, you know, and like try to score more in transition. But in order to do that, you've got to rebound basketball. And that's why it's so important if guards rebound, because then they don't have to pass the ball to anybody. Hey, just grab it and go, and you can start to break. So trying to score more easy buckets, that moving forward, that's going to help us.
Again, that's K-State head coach Jerome Tang.
Multi-platinum hitmaker Justin Moore is coming to Newkirk.
This is my daughter, these are my fields.
And Seven Clans First Council Casino Hotel and Resort. Friday, March 7th, Justin Moore.
So far away.
In concert in an all-ages show.
I'll be loving
Avenue.
Get your tickets for Justin Moore now at the Players Club or 7plans.com. Justin Moore, Friday, March 7th at 7 Plans First Council Casino and Resort, Newkirk, North Highway 77.
Hey, Shocker fans, the 2025 Wichita State baseball season is upon us, and season tickets are available now. Following last year's conference championship run, the Shockers continue their pursuit of a championship and NCAA tournament appearance in year two of head coach Brian Green. See what all the new hype around Shocker baseball is about by securing your season tickets for as little as $75 now at GoShockers.com/tickets or by calling 316-978-FANS.
Now to the ice, as it was an exciting finish from TD Garden in Boston last night.
Centering pass, McDavid scores! Connor McDavid wins it for Canada! And Jordan Binnington has done it again inside the TD Garden.
What a finish it was, and unfortunately for the U.S., it was Connor McDavid scoring at 8:18 of overtime to give Canada the 3-2 victory over United States last night. North American rivals turned what would have been a nice tune-up for the 2026 Olympics into a geopolitical brawl. The NBA certainly happy to be back off of the All-Star break as they had a full slate of games last night. The Los Angeles Lakers down the Blazers of Portland 110-102. It was San Antonio over Phoenix 120-109, and the Denver Nuggets downing Charlotte 129-115. On the East Coast, we saw Brooklyn get down by Cleveland 97-110, and it was the New York Knicks beating Chicago in overtime 113-111. I'm Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update.
It was senior night and a makeup affair for Marysville hosting Wamego in North Central Kansas League play Thursday as the Marysville girls fought to the finish but fell short 36-34 as Wamego freshman Kendall Mayer had 15 points and Lexi Heck dropped in 11. Lady Raiders improved to 13-5, 9-1 atop the MCKL race. Lindsay Dressman with a dozen for MHS, falling to 8-11, 5-6. 36-34 Wamego final in the girls' action. Marysville boys ran away from Wamego 60-39, pieced by Willowtot with 23 points. Brent Wurtenberger scattered four trays for 12 in double figures. Marysville 10-9, 4-7. Wamego was led by Slade Smith with a dozen. Raiders fall to 4-14. They're 2-8. 60-39 boys final. Marysville girls and boys tip off in the regular season finale at Abilene Friday. We'll have it live on KNDY.
Thursday night basketball scores and makeup games in girls action. Wamego took Marysville 36-34. Rock Creek topped Chapman 58-38. Valley Heights girls over Blue Valley 56-48. And Centralia beat Axtell 58-46. In boys' play, Marysville took Wamego 60-39, Rock Creek over Chapman 75-31, Valley Heights fell to Blue Valley 67-53. Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Abilene, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Valley Heights hosting Onega, Frankfort versus Lynn, Axtell entertains Clifton Clyde, Washington County's at Donovan West, Centralia at Blue Valley, Diller Odell at Weeping Water, and Southern entertains Pawnee City. Marysville wrestlers, regional competition at Abilene this weekend. MHS wrestling coach Skylar Geffert, our guest on the Coach's Corner, airing this evening at about 5:30.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 21. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies, tonight, lows dip down to about 8 above. Daytime highs approaching 40, tomorrow, sunny skies. Low 50s, Sunday, low 60s, Monday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 8 below.
No weather-related postponements or cancellations to report on Friday,